Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
A podcast network.
Hello!
And welcome to... Filthy!
Nerds!
Because we're filthy.
And we're nerds.
And there's two of us, you guys.
There sure are. And we're deep in it. We're already two films in. Avengers coming in hot. Not Avengers, not the movie, but we're building to the Avengers. That was the point of what I was saying. Sometimes I should explain my thoughts instead of thinking you guys can hear them.
Yeah, you know what? Just let it rip, you know? If people can't follow along, they can't understand your genius. You're like Tony Stark. You're just beyond us.
Oh, yeah. He built a functioning heart, and I build large poops in my toilet because I have a bad diet. Same thing, really. You want an arc reactor? How about a fart
poop
reactor? And then I launch into the sky like Tony Stark and then come plumbing.
Go, go, gadget, booty hole.
Yeah, just... It's a rocket launcher. I call my asshole Jericho. Anyways, that's last episode. We're fucking talking about The Incredible Hulk this episode. And of course, the first movie of the franchise stars the tasty Edward Norton. I love that this whole season has become
By the way, you started off not liking Edward Norton when it first started. You were like, you know what? Edward Norton has never really done it for me.
And like, and then there's a scene with him with a shirt off, and I was like, he's doing it for me now.
You're like, it looks like my pussy just dropped out and slapped me across the face.
Let me tell you what that is. That is maturing as a woman.
It is.
Mac, you got to back up. Speaking of maturing as a woman, we got to power through this first segment because am I the only one whose shits are an emergency now? When did that start?
I mean, it's just that your butthole's weak.
Is it the chaga chino? I'm bent over clinching my asshole. Thank you guys for tuning into the video. If you're tuned into the video, if not, we go live on YouTube every week and you can be there and you can get behind the scenes with Patreon. How many times do I say it? 800 times. Let's just start. Yeah. So original cast Hulk for this franchise was Edward Norton, who apparently went to Yale. You knew that, and that was an interesting fact.
I used to be very, very, very obsessed with Edward Norton.
She was an Edhead.
He did this movie. I can't remember what the name of the movie was, but he played...
Was it American History X?
No, there was another movie where he played a guy who was a... he was pretending to have split personality or multiple personality disorder, but he was really just a sociopath who was really good at pretending. I'm sure someone in our Primal Fear. Primal Fear is one of the best movies. His acting in that is so good, it's scary.
This is crazy. This is probably a testament to how out of touch with life I am. I've never even heard of that movie.
It's
and that
so
sounds
fucking
fascinating.
Good. It's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. He's being tried for murder, but he's pretending like he's mentally ill. And that his other personality is the one that did the murder.
And then, so he's pleading insanity.
He's pleading insanity. And then the he gets off. Do you want me to ruin the movie for you?
No. I mean, maybe. Okay. I mean, you already said he gets off, so there's
that. There's more to it, though.
Oh, I'm sure. Maybe we'll watch that one day as a palate cleanser if we want to get dark.
Yeah.
A little fucking primal fear cleanser.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun. A palate cleanser after this to watch a movie or two that star some of these guys in other roles, even though Edward Norton kind of like is gone after this anyway, but that's neither here nor there.
And then him in American History X is like absolutely phenomenal as well.
Oh yeah. I mean, I haven't seen it. I've just heard about it. And that's why I haven't seen it, is because of how graphically phenomenal I hear it is.
There's really only one scene in it that's unbearably bad.
My God.
That is unbearably graphic. But anyhow, The Incredible Hulk kicks off with a flashback. And I remember this annoying me when I originally saw it. Because I was like, I don't want this as a flashback. I want to see this.
Wait, it was a flashback?
Yeah, that was a flashback about how he became...
I thought that they just speed forward to the future. I wasn't even aware that that was a flashback. I thought it was just like, here's what's happening, and then... Does he wake up? I forgot that that happened. Anyway... Yeah. It begins at...
So he remembers the events of how he became...
The Incredible Hulk.
The Incredible Hulk.
So it starts at Culver University, which... Is that a real university? Or just a city in L.A.?
It's both now. But I... There might be.
So it's... basically, Bruce Banner is a scientist working on some sort of project. Mm-hmm. It's like an experiment that's supposed to make humans immune to gamma radiation, which you have to think like, well, why is that a concern anyway? What are you planning to do with gamma radiation? That's, you even need to think about that. With this guy, General Ross, Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross, and his fellow scientist is Liv Tyler, hot, mm-hmm. happens to be his girlfriend.
Stunning. Just absolutely, the girl's goddamn perfect. Jess is like, are those her real lips? Those are her real lips. Just remember, she's Steven Tyler's daughter. You've seen Steven Tyler's mouth.
Oh yeah. When you, all you gotta do is be like, yeah, it's Steven Tyler's daughter. And like, I knew that, but I didn't really.
You weren't remembering it at the time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Steven Tyler is the man you want to let motorboat your titties. Because with those lips,
you might actually feel something.
You would feel something deep in your clitoris below.
Sorry if I just blew out the microphone going...
It drives me nuts when men want a motorboat, period. Because I'm like, what are you doing?
Are men still doing that to you? I feel like that stopped for me in college.
I mean, you know, I have a whole joke based on it. No one's ever motorboated me, because if they did, they would bottom out on the lake bed. But what's important is that it is being done. And I just think it's wildly absurd that someone let a 12-year-old boy invent a sex maneuver. But then again, all sex maneuvers... kind of seem like they were invented by a 12-year-old going through puberty.
Yeah, no, most sex thing. Yeah, it feels like it was invented by someone who really doesn't know what the fuck they're doing with anything, and they're like, well, "What if we put?
Like, let me.
What if
let
I
me
put
take
my
a
dick here?"
Reaction. Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah. So apparently, they're doing this project because it was the general's trying to revive this old
a super soldier program from World War II,
which feels like a little nugget. Like they don't ever say it in this movie, but when they said that, I was like, "That's Captain America."
Yeah,
that's Captain America.
So instead of it going right, it goes wrong, and
Banner
Bruce
gets exposed.
Banner gets extreme gamma radiation exposure, which turns him into the Hulk. And if his pulse ever goes above 200, that's when he hulks out.
Yeah, and we see a scene where he gets angry, hulks out, destroys the lab, and he
hospitalizes Liv Tyler.
Yeah, and the general, and he kills a couple people.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's a
fugitive on the loose from the U.S. Army.
Yeah, so we meet him 5 years later, and
he's in Brazil working at a soda factory, and they also do these like clips of him like studying like Brazilian jiu-jitsu and like learning how to like
control his anger.
Control
like he's doing meditation, which is why we talked about meditation in the exposing ourselves episode that came out. Yes, whenever it came out this week, it came out. We exposed ourselves to meditation. He exposed himself to radiation and then meditation. But it all comes together. Yeah, so we see him like trying to focus his breathing, and he's having these internet conversations
with this guy, Mr. Blue, which, yeah, by the way, he is Mr. Green. He's talking to Mr. Blue. Later on, Tim Roth comes in, who was Mr. Orange in Reservoir Dogs.
Jesus, there's just so many Mr. Colors. It's a colorful.
And then later on, I think we find a person who becomes Mr. Pink.
We do?
I think someone says Mr. Pink or something like that. There was another reference to Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, but he's communicating via this, like, it's clearly like
some sort of like encrypted government computer kind of.
Yeah, thing. Like the text is, it's granted it was a bit in the past, so mm-hmm. our technology isn't where it is now, but it was very much like you could DOS. Tell that it's supposed to be like, yeah, DOS, nobody else is going to get to this. It's implied that this is a secret communication. And so he's basically spending his free time communicating with Mr. Blue, seemingly trying to find his own cure for what his condition is. Mm-hmm. And it's like it's been 5 months, like all these techniques
since
he's doing
had a reaction since his pulse went above 200 and he hulked out.
Yeah. And so we see him one day at this bottling factory. He's talking to the boss.
And he's a whiz. Like the boss is like, listen, you're so fucking good at this. Why don't I put you on salary? And Bruce is like, no. This is fine. This is what it is. And then he like cuts his hand on something. A drop of blood falls. And all of a sudden he freaks out. He's like, no.
Stop the machine.
And he runs and he wipes up the drop of blood from it was on the track. And then he like.
And it's like, phew. Lets the track keep going.
Phew. And of course. No, he didn't get it all. A drop of blood had fallen into a bottle.
Yeah.
And that bottle gets sent along his way.
Yeah, it gets shipped out. And gotta say, for someone who worked in a scientific field where you need to be extremely careful with things, pretty
and
sloppy.
And meticulous.
And knowing what your blood contains, it's like not a good look. As it's like, they would have fired you for being sloppy anyway eventually, Bruce. But this bottle winds up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which we find out because we see the story being recanted by the military. Mm-hmm. An elderly man becomes very sick with gamma radiation.
And that elderly man
Stanley.
By the way, Stanley also made a cameo in Iron Man. He was in some casino or like some rich scene or some fundraiser. He sees him.
Oh yeah, at the
Iron
charity
Man
event.
Is like Iron Man's like, hey, he thought it was the Playboy Bunny guy. What's his name?
Hef.
Hey, he's like, hey, Hef, and it turns around and it's Stanley.
That's so funny. He makes an appearance in most of them, so it'll be fun. The thing is I don't think I learned that. I didn't know enough about Marvel when I first started watching, and then someone said it, and then I realized what he looked like. So it'll be fun now getting to catch
that'll
that
be
everyone.
Fun to spot him. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So they're like, this guy, you know, they're like gamma radiation. And then,
of course, the guy that turns around, it's General Ross. And he's like, I know. He know immediately.
He's like, wait, where was that? Where was that? Where did that beverage come from?
Yeah, where are
and
they
they're
bottled?
Like, it came from a factory in Brazil. He's like, get the team together. We're going to Brazil. And that's when he recruits Tim Roth.
Blonsky.
And he's like, you're on this team. Of we're going down there. This is a crazy fucking mission. We're getting in. We're getting out. Do not shoot him. Trank him.
Yeah. Like he gives, by the way, minimal information to the team. He's just like, listen, this is important. You need to sneak in. He cannot see you. No one can see you. Trank him and get the fuck out. Like,
yeah.
That's the whole thing. And they're headed down to this mission. I think, you know, this segment's a little bit shorter than normal, but let's take a break here because shit's about to start popping off. So we'll be right back. All right, we are back. And so listen, they are headed to this mission in Brazil and they're like tracking him. And if
they
track him to a T.
And then fucking Bruce Banner's like, oh shit, I gotta run. So he takes off running. And while he's, you know, running through the streets of Brazil, he bumps into these guys from the bottling factory.
That were like dicks to him. They're very jujitsu-y, like Brazilian bros, Brazilians, if you will.
Brazilians.
Like,
I mean,
and they,
Jesus Christ, what a branding term, Justin Michelle Singleton. Brazilians.
they, and he's already kind of had beef with this guy because this one guy's been kind of like harassing the hot girl that works in a factory for some reason, which nobody believes, by the way.
It's like Giselle Bündchen. Yes. Working in a factory in Brazil.
And let me just like bring up the fact that we made it seem like what a miracle they tracked him down. Ross was like, go to the factory and find the one white guy. That's him.
By the way, deductive reasoning, perfect.
So great. So he runs into these guys and he's like, oh, great, fuck. So now he's running from both the U.S. government and the Brazilians.
And they chase him into the beverage factory.
Yeah, into a warehouse. And so, you know, he's trying to calm himself down because he doesn't want an incident.
Oh, no. Earlier, he got into a fight with the guy, the guy who he's now being chased by, one of the guys. He got into a fight with the guy, and he, you know, had been learning Portuguese. And in the original fight, like in the beginning of the movie, he says to the guy, he goes, you don't want to make me hungry.
Because his Portuguese is bad. He's like, you wouldn't like me when I'm hungry. And I was like, I mean, that's us.
And then finally, you know, when he's, you know, cornered by all these guys in the beverage factory, when he's running, he's like, you don't want to make me angry because
he says it right, hearing
his heart rate going up and his watch.
Yeah,
and
he's got a watch that like tracks his heart rate because he knows if it hits 200, he's like, you don't want to make me angry. And the guy's like, oh, you don't want to make me angry.
Oh, you angry?
You think you angry is bad?
And he's like, uh-oh, shit's about to pop off.
And it does. He fucking goes full Hulk.
He hulks out.
Beats the shit out of these guys. Slams them. And then, by the way,
and then
somewhere in the background, the team has come in and they're like, are you seeing this? Something's going on. And then they go, they like, you know, earpiece the general. They're like, we've got a bogey. And they're like, that's him. That's tranquilize him. Shoot him with everything you have.
And
they send tons of tranks at him.
And the tranks and everything are just like hitting his body.
Bouncing off. And he gets pissed and then,
fucks everyone up and then escapes.
Hulk smash sends a guy like flying through the thing. Yeah, escapes. He's basically like,
he escapes.
You guys fucked
and
up.
He ends up in Guatemala. But after this.
That's
scene,
why. But he wakes up in Guatemala. It's like he doesn't even know he's in Guatemala.
Yeah, he doesn't even
know. He asks for a ride in Portuguese and the guy's like, I don't speak Portuguese. And he's like, where am I? And like, Guatemala, which. All the way from Brazil is a long, like, he just hulked out and got to, it's like, what did you kill along the way?
You know, that is, he really made some moves. But after that happens, that's when Blonsky, Tim Roth, is like,
what the fuck?
He's like, yo, what the fuck was that? You better fucking tell me everything. And
that's when General Ross, like, gives him all the info on, like, here's what really happened.
So
experiment gone wrong, blah, 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 blah. And Blonsky's like, well,
give me some of that juice.
Yeah, we got to fight fire with fire. You need to inject me with a little bit of some type of the serum.
Yeah. So now on the front of the Hulk comes back to America. Okay. Because he's like, I got to find this guy.
Mr. Blue. Because he's like, first of all, cover's blown. He has to get somewhere. So he makes his way back all the way to where the experiment started, Culver University. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Where he goes same area. And that's when he sees, you know, Betty Ross, his love, Liv Tyler.
Wait a second. Her name is Betty Ross?
I know. What a perfect thing to be talking about on, we're recording this on Memorial Day, you guys.
That's so funny. I didn't even catch that.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of it. General Ross, obviously, even though it's Betsy Ross is the woman, but.
It's close enough.
But anyway.
I'm sure a lot of people mistook her name and called her Betty.
Which I did technically just do. You guys know what happened.
But it works. It works.
Yeah. And also thanks for the flag. Whatever. Here's the thing. He at first like meets up with this like old Italian guy with a pizza place who's letting him crash there. And he asks him, he's like, he's trying to not run into her. He's like, I don't want to, I think he feels guilty. He's already like fucked up her life. But then he's like, oh, is she seeing anyone? And she's seeing a therapist of all people. Who, by the way, the guy that plays Phil Dunphy on Modern Family. Mm-hmm. What a cameo, because I think this was probably before Modern Family, right?
Or maybe way before Modern Family. Not only before Modern Family, but this is like, that is him doing a, you know, a dramatic role. It's not even him being comedic at all.
No, and it's kind of like, I imagine for him, that was like at the time, like I had, this is a huge role, not realizing he's about to become a fucking stizzar of television. But anyway.
Another fun nugget in this one, the pizza place where his friend who owns the pizza place, is named Stanley's Pizza.
Oh yeah. And when we saw it, we were like, Stanley, which was fun. What was the, I'm thinking of when we watched, the second Indiana Jones, and the name of the bar was Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
And I was like,
lots of fun little nuggets.
I love when movies do little franchise nuggets. But anyways, so he's kind of there hiding out. And at the same time, Blonsky's getting the
Blonsky's
intel
getting juiced up.
Yeah, Blonsky's like, give me a little of that. And they obviously have like an updated but not approved serum that they give him a little of. And like,
so here's what happens. They decide to orchestrate another attack on Bruce Banner. But at this point,
have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Point. Liv Tyler's back in his life. All right. Yeah. And they're on the campus of the school, and they mess up a sneak attack, you know, and the commander's like, who went early? And then Bruce Banner hulks out.
Yeah.
And the commander is like, oh, good. Let her see, because she's Betty.
Betty now
Ross
we're fucking up.
Is fucking pissed at her dad
for going like, after him like this.
For going after
she's
him,
like,
and
don't.
He's like, no. Let her see what a fucking
monster he is.
And they, you know, they attack him with everything they've got. Blonsky, who's been juiced up, is like a super fighter, but still no match for
the Hulk.
The Hulk.
He
the
like
Hulk
bounces around.
Up.
He still fucks him up, and then.
And then they come in with these like fucking huge a plane in the sky is shooting a missile or something, and
a helicopter.
Tyler is like right below him.
Oh yeah, a helicopter starts shooting him, and he like sees Liv Tyler, because when she goes out to the field, and like he doesn't attack her.
He hulks out. they trapped him in this kind of like tunnel between two buildings, this like glass tunnel.
Oh yeah, it's like that reminds me, that's the like overpass at a mall in a cold state.
I mean, so beautiful, great mall. Whatever had that overpass.
Fifth Avenue.
And they like shoot smoke bombs in there. And then through the smoke bombs, he sees them fucking with Liv Tyler. And that's when his pulse goes like through the roof. He hulks out. So like we now see that like Liv Tyler is his trigger. Liv Tyler is the thing that will make his pulse go 200.
Yeah. But also could maybe calm him down. I don't know.
Maybe calm him down. Which we find out at some point.
He protects her and saves her, by the way.
He protects her and saves her. And Blonsky is like, or no, another guy was like, I can't remember who it was. It was another one of the soldiers was like, you know, kill him. He was trying to hurt her. They're like, he just saved her life.
Yeah, it's fucking... Yeah,
he takes off with her body.
Yeah,
he, like runs.
Oh, because
jumps.
Like, yeah, because all the things shoot at him, and he's like bent over her, like protecting her, and then she's like limp, and General Ross is kind of like, "What have I done?" And he just fucking bolts, and they end up
takes off with her little limp, pretty body.
They end up hiding out in somewhere in the
it
rain.
It was in which, by the way, I went to another fun fact. That was the Smoky Mountain National Forest, just outside of, because this takes place in Virginia.
Oh, yeah. Because it's close to D.C. That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
So, anywho, somehow they figure out, oh, this was really cute. When he, like, brings her to this cave in this forest.
Oh, yeah.
And she, like, calms him down.
Yeah, and he's, like, it's storming and he gets mad and, like, he's, like, mad at the thunder, which now thinking about is going to be really funny when fucking Thor shows up.
Yeah.
Because, like, well, what are you going to do if you get pissed at thunder? It was cute,
he,
them
like,
just sitting in the rain.
He, rock at the sky. He, like, throws a huge boulder at the sky. I'm like, oh, this is so cute. And then they, like, she big spoons him to sleep. And then they wake up and she's, like, laying on top of normal size Edward Norton.
Yeah, he's, like, calmed down. And so this is when he gets the idea of, like, we have to go meet Mr. Blue, basically. Yeah. Like, he's kind of like, we have got to put an end to this as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm. So they try to get up there, and they can't because the security guard's like, you can't go in or something like that.
Oh, yeah. And the security guard's played by Lou Ferrigno, who is the original Hulk. Who, by the way, maybe not a fun fact, maybe you guys already know this. I didn't realize he's deaf in one ear. I just thought he had like a really weird, strong
speech impediment,
thick accent with a speech impediment. Mm-hmm. All this time, had no idea. And really, it's like,
I didn't even remember that. I was like, did he lose half his tongue?
Oh, yeah. You're like, what happened to him? And I'm like, no, he's always sounded like that. And I'm like, oh, kind of progressive for Hollywood back in the great representation. How did he convince him to let him in? I forgot.
Oh, he gives him a pizza. Oh, that was actually when he broke into the lab at
the lab
to get his data, and he's like, the data's not here. That's when he told Mr. Blue the data's not there.
That's right.
And then he finds out that what's her face had stolen the data. He finds out Betty had the data.
Oh, she already had the data. That's right. That's right. So, well, they go to see Mr. Blue,
because remember, he swallows it and then he barfs it up.
Oh yeah. They go to see Mr. Blue, who or they reach out to him and he's like, let's meet in New York City. And Mr. Blue turns out to be Dr. Samuel Stern. And he, you know, they've been going back and forth for a while trying to figure out an antidote. And at the beginning, I know we said that, but like we saw Bruce like dip something onto his blood and put it under a microscope and it just got worse and like exploded. So he's like, that's how he's kind of been like, not an antidote. But now Mr. Blue thinks like, I think I might have a possible antidote.
I might have something because I've been synthesizing your blood, because we saw that Bruce Banner had sent a vial of his blood to Dr. Stearns.
Yeah. And
he goes into this lab where Dr. Stearns had synthesized
all of his blood.
And Bruce Banner's like, you need to fucking destroy this.
Yeah, this is like dangerous. These are weapons because the government's going to want to use it. And then it's kind of like, I couldn't tell. He's like, you know, I want to use it to advance the knowledge. We could really, like, Samuel Stearns is like, you can't tell if he's just like a good guy who has like intentions he's taking too far or yeah. like he's a little bit crazy.
He's a little bit, he seems like one of those guys who's just like, he saw, so he basically does this, he has an antidote and he puts the antidote into Bruce Banner and it ends up working.
But it's not like a permanent, it's kind of like, oh, it can, it's like an EpiPen for hulking out. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
it can stop.
So once you feel yourself starting, you take this. Once you start to hulk out a little bit. But at one point, I love the part when like Liv Tyler had to like get on him and like ride him into submission. She's
oh,
like,
yeah.
look at me.
Yeah. While he's taking the antidote. And I think maybe we should stop here because
okay.
the lab's going to get a, right? Is that?
Yeah. That's when, and then that's when the lab gets shot up because, well, Dr. Stearns was telling him, he's like, listen, you know, this could help humanity. You know, humans would never have to die of disease.
Yeah, he was blah, really blah, blah. Trying to fight to keep his blood. And Banner's like, this is a fucking weapon.
Worst idea ever.
Like, you need to get rid of it. And we're about to find out exactly why when we come back from this break. All right, we're back. We left off, and I mean, we had just tested the antidote, and it seems like, you know, with a
the
little bit
worked.
Of help, the antidote works. It's obviously not a permanent solution, but that's huge.
We don't know that it's a permanent solution.
Yeah. Oh,
we
that's
think
right.
it's a permanent
we think
solution.
It's a, I've already ruined the movie.
And then, so Bruce Banner is like, listen, Dr. Stearns, you cannot use my blood. You need to destroy it. And that's when... they shoot the sniper team, the commander sniper team shoots him with a tranquilizer
yeah.
through the window.
Through the window.
And they wheel him out. All right. So now they've captured Bruce Banner.
And as far as we know, he's just Bruce Banner and it's done. And it's also like, wait, did they track him there or was Stern in on it?
No, they tracked him there okay. because they didn't. Track him there, but they figured out because they had captured Bruce Banner's computer.
Okay.
They were able to figure out.
That's
who,
right. I had a lapse in judgment.
Who
Dr. I was like,
Stearns
wait a second.
Was. Anyway, so they go there because they're like, you know, blah blah blah, whatever.
So they go
there so
now
they
that capture, they're there. Yeah.
Now that they're there, this is when Blonsky comes into Stern and he's like, "Hey, do you know what that fucking guy was?" And he's like, yes. He's like, what do you have going on here? Can you replicate? Can you do to me what that guy is? And Stearns, this is when Stearns kind of goes from like, I'm trying to help humanity.
To kind of
like mad fucking scientist.
Yeah, because he's like, he's oh, like, well, yes. It would actually be more dangerous. And the guy like grabs him. He's like, I didn't say I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like kind of like horny for testing this yeah. fucking... this new product.
And he has no idea how bad it's about to get.
No. So he injects
Blonsky.
Blonsky, but he's like,
Blonsky,
you know, combining Hulk's blood, because he's got Hulk's blood with, you know, whatever that super soldier shit is. I mean, it could cause some real issues, you know? I love that he goes, it could cause you to become an abomination. And then he becomes the abomination.
Yeah, then that's how the name... I mean, I thought that was kind of annoying to me.
It's a comic book movie. What can you do? But it's so funny.
Movie, very true. So Blonsky is like,
let's
you know,
do it.
Fucking up Harlem.
Yeah.
And he's like, can anybody fight me?
He becomes
like,
a
looking
monster.
For a fight. He yeah. is just like, he's like a Brazilian.
Yeah. He like.
Just looking to fight someone. And he wants fucking the Hulk.
Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting is when he gets this injection, we see his spine, like he goes monster, knocks out Stern and then destroys some of the blood samples. But while Stern's laying there knocked out with a cut on his forehead, one of the blood samples gets into his head.
Yeah.
So he starts like hulking out. And it's funny because you can see his like his face is like smiling. It's almost like some sort of sick product. Yeah. He's like, all right, I'm going to get to do it too.
But I'm wondering, was that a nugget for later? Because I can't remember.
Yeah. No, I mean, I thought watching it, I was like, is this going to come back in this movie? Is this mean anything? Or are we just going to see his head bubble up and then he dies? But that's never. Why would they show us that? But like,
yeah
I was kind of like, wait a second. What's
or maybe they
on?
Were doing it just to show how like potent the blood is. I don't know. But then they cut to it's Liv, her dad, Commander Ross, and Bruce Banner. They're all up in this chopper above the city.
And this guy's just
the Abomination go ham.
And they're like, what are we going to do?
And that's when Bruce Banner's like, listen, I'm the only one who can fix
this. It's got to be me. And
at this point, I'm thinking, are you fucking kidding?
Yeah, it's like, you're not the Hulk anymore.
You don't have Hulk power anymore. What are you going to do? So he jumps out the plane.
He's like, don't worry.
And as he's falling through the air, he's like, I'm like, okay, he's supposed to turn into the Hulk.
Yeah, he's looking at his heartbeat and he's like, it hits 200 and he's like, nothing happens. And he's like, oh,
and then slam into the ground.
Which I was like.
And then somehow, some way, when he's in the ground, he just hulks out in the ground and
the
pops
impact.
Out of the ground and he's like, I'm back.
Yeah, we see his like arm come out and it's like, oh shit, he's here. Hulk's gonna save the day. Fucking hopefully. So then it becomes like a fucking chaos.
Oh,
fight
I love
in the
that he did. I love that he did like a battle cry in the street to like let the Abomination know that he was there. He was like, bleh! And the Abomination is like, caw-caw! Well, who's there?
Like, cause yeah,
I
cause
must
he like
fight. The Abomination is fucking pumped because he's like, finally.
Yeah, and he's like ready to
really fight with.
Yeah, I mean, because he's just destroying things. And it's like, you know, he redirects his energy to like, oh, the whole point is for the Hulk to be destroyed. And he wants a mm-hmm. good fight because he's a fucking like crazed animal at this point. Mm-hmm. The Abomination. So
they fucking fight like crazy. The Abomination is kicking his ass because the Abomination is basically Hulk strength plus super soldier strength. So this is just... They're fighting. They go by the Apollo. They just do like a tour of the Upper East Side of New York.
We see the Globetrotters.
Really
we didn't
see
them, but
no, they
they're
there,
spinning
but
balls. Like, whoa, this shit's crazy.
Everyone outside the Apollo is just shaking their keys at the Abomination. They're like, get out of here. So then this whole fucking fight things happen.
It's not looking good for Hulk. He's kind
not
of like
looking good. They bring in the helicopter. Eventually, the Hulk. And the Hulk and the Abomination are fighting on the roof, and the Abomination like grabs the helicopter, which has Liv Tyler in it.
And that's when
he,
Hulk
like drags it down. They put the helicopter down, and it's about to explode or something, or something happens that triggers the Hulk to go crazy.
Yeah, he just go ahead.
Here's what happens. The Abomination explodes, sets the fire, the tank of the helicopter blows up or whatever. And then the Hulk runs up to it and he claps his hands and sends a huge gust of wind and it puts out
it
the
puts
entire
out the fire
that
yeah.
was about to explode the helicopter that Liv Tyler was in.
And because it had Liv Tyler in it and he just fucked with Liv Tyler, he
goes
full Hulk.
Ape shit.
He grabs
and
a cane,
starts,
not a cane, a yeah. chain. He grabs
a chain and he
sorry,
starts
I'm petting a dog while
choking out the Abomination.
Yeah, he's like
and not
strangling.
Choking out in a good way, not in the kind of way that Jessica Michelle likes.
I don't like to be choked. I don't know why people think I like to be choked. I know everyone does. I know because frankly, all of the men I've been with seem to go for that right away for some reason with me. Like for you know what it is? It's because I talk so much. The
yeah,
men I fuck are like, will you just shut the fuck up?
And for me, they're like, she actually likes it. And I was like, you want to know what?
Do you really like it? Or are you just so excited to die? Yeah. Are you like, I'm horny for death?
No, you're horny for death.
I'm doing bits on
I'm
you.
I'm horny for coming as hard as I possibly can.
I mean, what happened to you that you can't come without that? Whew,
I mean,
boy.
I can come with it and without it, but I'm
with
you,
or without you.
You I can't come
with or without you. It's an anthem to like Wellbutrin.
Yeah.
Anyway. Inside antidepressants, you guys. So the Hulk is like full on strangling him. He's about to kill him. And for some reason, they're like, no,
Betty
don't.
Is like, don't spare him.
Which like,
what?
Is that because her father wants like the experiment? I don't understand. I don't understand why you would leave that thing laying there, not dead.
And I'm thinking, you know, she comes up to him. And she's like, you know, being all sweet to him. And I'm thinking like, oh, he's just going to fucking just like melt back into shape because things have changed.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. And he just ends up fucking George of the jungling his way through New York City out
and
of
out.
There.
Yeah. It's like they have this moment and then he has to fucking peace because like he can't stay there. And then yeah.
He's like, I need to go work on myself. So he goes and does a Vipassana retreat in British Columbia.
Yeah. Shout out to our other episode. Yeah.
And it's him meditating.
Bella Coola, British Columbia.
He's got a little heart rate monitor thing on his wrist. He's fucking meditating. And then this scene is the end of it where he looks at the camera and his eyes go green, which means he's about to Hulk out.
But it's kind of got
but
a
he does
smirk.
It with like a happy smirk because he's like, now I can control it.
Yeah, which is
so dope. So now we're like, oh, this man's like a fucking lethal secret weapon and he's under control now. And then just as in Iron Man, where there's like the quick scene at the end where what's his face of the Shield?
Nick Fury. Tony Stark
like,
has stolen Nick Fury's job. Classic rich white man coming in and replacing somebody.
Yep.
So in the right before the credits roll, Tony Stark approaches a drunk General Ross, and General Ross is shit canned in a bar, and he's like, "Hey, we're putting a team together." Bippity bippity. So
that's it. That's how it ends.
This is Avengers slowly assembling. If you're in the backstage pass, you can see Max, tiny little cute mouth in the corner, the dog I'm babysitting. That's the
Here
end. That's
the
end
things
of our.
I'm left wondering.
Yeah.
What happened to the Abomination? Because his life was spared. Are
that's
they going to be able
thing.
To trans- turn
a,
him back?
That's like, the thing what? Is, I thankfully don't remember the villains in the other. I remember loving all of the Iron Man movies, but I'm like, well, this is setting him up to come back for sure. And I still don't know. We don't know what happened with Mr. Blue. Is that a thing?
Yeah. And does Mr. Blue become a threat that needs to be neutralized? Hold on. Let me see.
And I'm sure everyone who is knows the franchise inside and out.
There's
like our
I don't think
fucking...
there's another Hulk movie. There is no other Hulk movie, but he is a character in the Avengers movies.
There's not another Hulk movie?
No, there's no other Hulk movie. I'm looking at the list and there isn't.
Oh, Mark Ruffalo just is in the Avengers. All right, Mac, hold on.
Yeah.
That's what Mac thinks, you guys.
Listen, what do you think?
That's all? Okay. Well, thank you for sharing.
I'm kind of annoyed that the Hulk doesn't have any more
solo movies. Me too. And it's like, it really shows you how much this is tied into Iron Man and I guess Captain America, because there's I feel like everyone
really
has a few.
Thor, Captain America, and Iron Man are kind of like the main people.
And Hulk does play, as mentioned by Frank in our chat, one of our patrons, he does play a pretty big role in Thor Ragnarok. That's true. It just is like, I guess it would have been, I think I just want to see more of Mark Ruffalo with a shirt off, but maybe they're like, he doesn't have Edward Norton's body. Just keep him with the Avengers. Maybe he has a dad bod.
Yeah. Dad bods aren't getting their own movies.
It's okay. We're going to go outside in a second.
All right, take that puppy out.
Mac, I don't think he has to go outside. I think he wants more food. This is what he does. He's
a fatty. I respect that about him.
Sorry to everyone's ears who's like, why are you fucking whatever? Oh, it's a rights issue. That's what Greg in our chat, our patron Greg, is saying. They'd have to share movie profits. Listen, we're going to go because this dog's going to Hulk out and bite my face off. Okay, we're going to go. All right, you guys. This has been Two Filthy Nerds. We're signing out. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
We didn't talk.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.